Mogul Splash, how may I help you?
Yeah, smarty pants. They're everywhere. Love it. I absolutely love it. All right, and thank you for that. And sorry that we had to do that. That's, I know it's an inconvenience. Just kind of one of those pain in the butt things. Okay, so let me check through here, make sure I've got...
They should have a transfer system plugged in, so that way it, why don't they do that for you guys? A transfer system where it transfers to your setup and goes off their setup. That way you don't have to hang up the phone every hour.
That is a good question, and I'm not sure. I don't know.
It's a little bit more complicated, and you probably have your people who deal with your phones to do it, or you guys can do it.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure how that would work. And I don't want to go messing with it.
No, it'd be something you'd have to tell your boss or something to do.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. And then I'm going to send you one more text. This is going to be two links. One is the application for that Splash app, just in case you need it. And the other is information on the call tracking. So we'll install a tool on your website that can track how many clicks and calls you're getting, track those phone numbers for you. You're not charged on them, but we can track them so that you can have that information so that you can run your business better.
Get your business down to 2 matter. Martix, get started. You want me to try to get started?
If you, well, hold off on doing those for right now. We'll finish this part and then I'll let you do those later. And then, what are your hours of operation?
9 a.m. to 10 p.m. if they call.
Oh my goodness. And is that Monday through Friday?
I'm watching anime anyway. I'm watching my TV show. So just call me. I'm sitting here with some food, sitting on my chest, watching my show with Barry. And I'm like, hello?
Nice. All right.
No, my office is literally by my bed. My office is my bed and my computer set up.
Hey, that's most people's anymore. And now is that Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, 7 days a week, on the seventh
seven
day you rested?
Week.
7 days a week.
If I don't feel like answering, I'll call to have it shut off for the day.
All right. And then do you want payment integration of any kind on your website? PayPal, Square, anything like that?
I prefer checks and cash.
Okay. Okay. I'm with you on that for sure.
Because I'm tired. Like, in that case, it is good, but here's the thing. You're only not only going to get taxed off that, but you're also losing like 6% of that too, total profit.
Right. Yep. Exactly. I know.
So that's why I'm tired of those things. I'm like, if you want to hire somebody, it's real quick, simple. You can pay them in cash, or you can write me a check. You can write me a check for the next 4 cuts. I'll come for the next 4 cuts.
Yep.
It's that
simple. I'm with you.
I'm tired of everyone like, can I use PayPal? I'm like, so you want me to make sure they can track every bit of money I make for the year?
Right.
And that's a cost-cutting service for them to not do that. You don't have to. You can report your check and leave everything else out of context.
Yeah.
That's what cost-cutting services do.
Wow. And that's, you know, and taxes are going up. So, yeah, that's just no good.
Now, I'm still 19, so I won't get taxed as much, but still, you want me to report 100% of what I make and still lose, like, 6% of what I make just to PayPal alone?
Yep.
I'm not doing that. And some of you guys...
No.
What happens when I start getting holds? Because after I get so much in PayPal, they put a lock on PayPal for the rest of the whole month. After $3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They start questioning you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They start tracking you immediately at $600 for a tax.
And wow.
And once you do $600 a month, the IRS is tracking it.
Wow. That's crazy.
So that's why I'm really not trying to do that because I don't have everybody on my ass.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
I don't need the IRS plus my bank plus PayPal questioning me all at once.
Yeah, exactly.
Over here,
exactly.
Over here and be like, I quit.
So, Peyton, I'm to the billing. So, on the credit card that you're using, does the company name appear also, or just your first and last?
It's just my name.
Okay, and does it show a middle initial?
Huh?
Does it show a middle initial on there?
Yes.
Okay, what's your middle? Just the initial. M. All right, let me update that over here, too. I've got to make sure they all match. Otherwise, people
get...
Yeah,
if you get one single thing wrong, my bank will not only no longer allow you, but I have to call them and get it back.
Yeah, and they get fucky over here, too. Yep, and they get fucky over here.
First Horizon locked quick. First Horizon will lock their stuff immediately.
Okay. Oh, and then you said the company name isn't on there. And then the phone number attached to that credit card billing, I assume, is your cell.
Yep.
And then Railroad Avenue, Marrero, Louisiana, 70072. Master Visa, Amex, or Discover today, Peyton?
Huh?
Is it a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
All right, and I'm ready for those digits whenever you are.
4690.
Okay.
7274.
Okay.
9431.
All right.
3534.
Okay, and then the expiration, please.
The 5th, 26.
Got
number
it.
5.
And
it's 526 because I know I forgot that people actually get that.
Gotcha. So May of 26.
Yes.
Gotcha. And then the security code.
Security code?
Yes.
CVV,
which I don't know what that stands for.
That's the CVC is the code that allows anybody to use it.
Ah, gotcha.
885.
885, okay. Update that. And then I'll let it do its thinking. This part always goes so slow. It's got to think. Understandable, I guess. It goes to probably more than two different systems.
And so my bank account is going to send me a notification soon about a charge.
All right. I like it when it does that.
Local
you know,
slash, $348.
There you go. That would be me. All right. And then you'll have...
In about 30 to 40 minutes, my bank's going to be calling to lock my card and everything until I verify it.
Wow. All right, then.
Because I've already called several times and went to them several times about... fake fraud or checks bouncing recently.
Yep, I know.
They're
going
to be like, would you like us to call the authorities and have them arrested? Because this is what I was saying. Cool, thank you for choosing local slash. We sent, okay.
Good, so you got that email. Okay, so
no,
I need
text.
So there will be an email that I'll need you to attend to. It's local slash initial invoice, and maybe fourth sentence down or so is a click here to accept, and that's actually, I'm going to read that to you. We'll do the voice verification, but the voice verification that I'll read is a duplicate of what's there. So if you click that accept, and then...
I was already scanning through it while you said that. I've already went through half of it.
Excellent. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful.
I took three different types of business classes in high school. So I'm already, as soon as I got this, I already started scanning immediately.
Nice. Nice.
For anything, because they already thought about how to scan for anything suspicious.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
I'm already looking for fake, like, And the first thing you look for is fine prints to hide something to show if it's a scammer. It's the first thing
gotcha.
You scroll through the entire contract before I fully agree. Services up to a total, okay. Should have any costs where customer services submit a claim. Google must refund the amount paid for the service up to a total of $2,000. What does that mean?
Read that one again.
Should you have any cases where the customer you served submits a claim, Google may refund the amount paid for the services up to a total of $2,000.
Oh, that's if you have the Google Ads. If that's a whole different animal. So this package, you're not on the Google Ads, so don't worry about that. We can actually discuss Google Ads at a later time, too, when you ramp up some more, when you're ready. You know, when you've got, like, 20 crews. Well, Maddie, you don't even need 20 crews for Google Ads. We just need a couple crews, and you'll probably be big enough for Google Ads. So Google Ads,
Here's the thing. I would want that because I'm going to have this point to where I want 18 cutting grass. I'm sitting at home.
Nice.
I'm collecting paychecks, putting everything through, writing down
taxes,
everything. And I'm sitting at home all day.
Perfect.
Whatever my leftover cash is going to start me a vending machine business. With that vending machine, after 5 months, it pays itself off.
Wow.
And that will bring a total of 20 to 100,000 I can make it up to all the way to a month's pay.
No way.
And after I kick that off, I will be starting LeBlanc's construction business back up again once materials go back to normal. And I'll hire as the representative of its field deal. He'll hire people that he thinks can actually do the job and will be out running and using credit cards. And after that, I will then start another 3 businesses.
All right. Well, so then we're going to
be quiet about because those aren't owned yet. I haven't started them yet.
We'll talk about Google Guaranteed then for sure.
Yeah, y'all can tell.
Absolutely.
When I say start a business, my dad, he's like, I'll get to it. 3, 4, about 6 months.
You're
later,
like, hammer down, let's go.
Have you been on TikTok recently?
No, it's been a bit.
You ever heard of Proctor University from Andrew Tate?
Man, that rings a bell, but no.
I'm part of one of the teachers. I'm trying to become one of the teachers.
That is cool. Very cool.
I'm trying to get him to hire me as one of his teachers. I'm still waiting to get a verification email, but the reason why is when I say start a business, I expect you to, I don't even care if you're in debt the first week. We're getting money, and I'm getting you set quick. I'm not getting you licenses. I'm not making you do all that. That you do after your money comes in.
Yeah.
You get exactly what you need to start, and only that. You don't get the, I need to get licensed. I need to own my name first. You can get all that right after. You can pay for those problems later. Those problems don't matter. If you don't get no money, why would you even want to start the business? So first, get what you need first. Once you get the customers, then you get the stuff you need.
Yes. Yes, yes. Exactly.
I'm over here outlining your business in the first week.
So, Peyton, I need to do the voice verification with you. So, this is, did you type your name on that thing, that one you're looking at?
Type your name to the above.
Did you do that?
I'm typing it in right now. I didn't see that.
Awesome. And then, so the voice verification is required of us as Google Channel partners, and it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. And so it outlines what we're going to do for your company. So
Do I need to use my middle initial as well?
Yes.
Okay, I did it.
Awesome. And did it take you to the login screen?
Yep.
Perfect. Let me make sure it updated on this end. Wonderful. All right. Thank you. Okay. So the voice verification. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
LeBlanc Lawn Service.
And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Peyton M. LeBlanc. I am the owner and sole owner of the business.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, I am.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes, I do.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes, I do.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, August 11th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $348, the breakout of which is $249 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, your monthly flat rate is $249, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 11th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after October 11th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
Awesome. Perfect. You are all set, Peyton.
So cool. I can let you... what about the Angie Leeds thing? Because that still goes to the end of the month.
That's entirely up to you what you want to do with it. If you want to keep it or cancel it or keep it for a little bit until this gets going, we have clients that do all of the above. I've seen it done every different way. It just completely depends on your business planning and how you want to do it. What are you thinking? What's your idea?
To be honest, so as you said, I might not get many calls from you guys this month.
Correct, because we'll...
You're still setting everything up. But if I get like a certain, like I get a decent amount of calls, like, you know, 5, 10 for the rest of this month, and they all, like most majority of them call and I actually confirm to get it, get honeycut their yard permanently, then I'm just going to drop Andy Reed, because that means I'm not paying for all that and you automatically paid yourselves off.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So that's what I'm going to do here.
Okay. I think that sounds good. Well, all right, Peyton. I've taken enough of your time today. I know you're tired. You've done a lot already. And my boss is going, are you going to get back on the phone lines again? So I should probably do that, get back on the phone lines again. This has been wonderful talking with you. I love hearing about your business, and I think you got
so
a great plan.
I can receive emails and calls.
Yep.
For my business, so they people can email me about their, I'm letting them cut their grass or call me.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So that means I gotta check that email for people emailing me then.
Yes, perfect. All right, well, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you, and I'm gonna keep an eye on your account and watch for you to turn up on First Page.
All right.
All right, you have a good rest of your night, Peyton.
You too.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.